Okay. Okay, what's up? Okay, well, so a couple of things. Okay, Mr. Hashem, so the schedule for the remainder of the week, which is the start of the week, today we'll have the shiur. As of Tuesday, we'll have early shiur. Hopefully we'll have it here in the base medrash if Rabbi Willing has early shiur too. And then Wednesday, also in Yonei Haggadah and Pesach as well. The parsha, yeah. Okay, we'll see. We'll see whether we'll do it earlier, regular. We'll let you know. There is a possibility I want that to have a Shabbaton the Shabbos after Pesach in Mount Kisco. So we have to start making our little plans now. Everyone's invited. It was a very nice Shabbos that we had last year in Mount Kisco, for those that remember. And I think that's the only Shabbos we can really do it if we want to do it this year. So we have. So I think maybe that would be a good opportunity. I think those that were there last year enjoyed it, and hopefully can do it again. Okay, the topic of today's shiur is Harama b'Mechiras Chametz. Now, we know that there's a minhag that people sell their chametz. Which is very strange, because obviously chametz, Tosfos points out, is different than Avi Isurim. Avi Isurim in the Torah, Basar B'Cholov, you just don't eat the Basar B'Cholov. You don't have to get rid of a Basar B'Cholov, right? Avi Isurim are Isur Achil, Isur Hanoah, but here there's also an Isur of owning, of ownership. So therefore you're not allowed to own chametz either. So now the question is, so what do you do if you own chametz? So really, you're not supposed to, so the way you're supposed to deal with it, you're supposed to get rid of it. So we know, right, in other words, we're going to have a shiur in Midrash, you give mevatel it, and then you sorif it. Literally, you get rid of it. Shema yovo lochlo, etc. However, they started a minhag many, many years ago that it was too hard to get rid of chametz. Now, what does that mean, it's too hard to get rid of chametz? It's too hard to keep Shabbos too. I mean, so what? So you got to do it. So this became a big issue, and there was a new concept called Mechiras Chametz. And instead of getting rid of your chametz, so you sell the chametz to a guy, you make a kinyan for many different kinyanim, not the machlokes, which kinyanim work with a guy, which don't. And I'm not going to go into the technicalities of how to do mechiras chametz, because that's a separate inyan. In other words, which kinyan works, which kinyan doesn't work. You do kinyan kesef and star and this and that, all the technicalities of how to do the kinyan. But the question that we want to discuss, and you see, it's hard to look at this objectively because so many of us are used to selling chametz. So it's hard to look at it objectively to see whether that's really a valid thing. Of course, it's valid. You sell it. But the problem is, we're selling it knowing we're going to buy it back. So is that a valid sale? Selling it when you know you're going to buy it back. Well, what did you say? That the whole thing was no. You didn't really have that. Or something like that. Is it a political sale that is not a good sale? So that's the discussion that we're going to have. Because, okay? So the original locker of selling comics to a guy is the Tosefta from Sukkot. Okay? And I want to learn the Tosefta together with you, and then you'll tell me what you feel Shad and the Tosefta is, and how it is relevant to our comics or not. Okay? 7 to 7. Not to be Shabbat based on Shodi Israel. Okay. That part we don't have to do. The second line. Nokri, in the middle of the second line. Nokri shayu. Yisrael, the Nokri shayu, going to Sfina. Yisrael and a Nokri, a Jew and a Gentile, are together in a boat. The Chomit Biyad Yisrael. And they're on this boat. The Jew and the Gentile. And there's Chomit, and the Jew happens to have, for the trip, he took a box of yodels, so-and-so, a box of yodels for the trip. Chomets v'yad Yisrael. Harei ze mochel nokri. So he sells it to the nokri, the nochel of the matan, or he gives it to him the matan. The holds of mochel v'yad Yisrael, and then the Pesach, he'll buy a giant pension. Provided that he gives it to him to Matana Gemura. Right, and that's the Tosefta. Very simple. Yisrael, the Nochri that were in the boat, and the Yisrael had some chametz with him on the boat, and Pesach is approaching, so he can sell it to the guy, and the guy will buy it back after Pesach. And he'll buy it back from the guy after Pesach. So this seems to be the source for what we do. That we sell the chametz to the guy before, and we buy it back after. So what would you say, Rabosai, from this Tosefta, is this a proof to our practice or not? Wait, well, one at a time.
What is the
Matan Gemura? Right, and here? Does he know also?
What does the Matan Gemura mean?
It could be, in other words, are you saying that it could be that he sold it to him? The guy didn't have no idea that he's buying it back, and then maybe afterwards he decides he wants to buy it back, so there's a thing. That doesn't invalidate it. But not that it was known originally, is that what you're saying to me? What were you saying, Jake? Right, and also the Tosefta is talking about a case where he's stuck on the boat. So throw it in the ocean. Kevin? It's a long boat ride. Did the Jew, let me ask you a question. In the case of the Tosefta, both the Jew and the guy knew that he was going to buy it back afterwards? Probably. You're saying probably they did know. Probably they did know. And the stabber that the guy knew not to touch it. Unless you know that he was going to buy it back. Right, he didn't say. But let me ask you a question. Is there a difference between this Tosefta and our Mechiras Chametz today?
Yes.
Namely?
That
he knows he's going to sell it back to us, yeah. He's not going to go to... And this one, and you, what do you think the case was here?
It doesn't seem that the only interaction with this Jew that I had,
And this is the first time it ever happened.
Right. It doesn't say that before the Jew said to him,
right, and then later on he has to buy it back. And he said, so do you still have the thing I sold you? So he says, yes, can I buy it back? Right. That's the question reading in the Tosefta. So therefore it wouldn't be necessarily a riot for our... Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
The guy is actually taking it. It's not that it's staying. Right. Yeah. Right, in other words, really you're supposed to get rid of it. So, well, you can say you throw it off. You know, throw it off the ships.
We have no food answer for them. Our case may have all united through all the comments and files and whatever pays up again. In this case, we've done a long boat ride, there may be no way to gather food with a star. We've done a long boat ride.
Well, if you saw Nefesh, then the
state's. Maybe the case may have been like, for like, if you pay that salt or something, if you have to pay that, you have no way to buy more food.
Right.
We've got a boat right now.
Well, yeah, Ellie?
It says two things in the perspective, the local and not
here. Right.
Having something to buy, no?
Right.
And then, or if you know some of my thumbs, you can just give it to him. As long as he's actually really giving it to
him. One or the other.
Right.
Okay, we'll see. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. So take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam also quotes this din. On page 2, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav. Rambam basically quotes the Tosefta. Yisrael va'akum sheyuboyim b'sfina sheyachamit b'yad Yisrael yigiyah shah chamishis. What does shah chamishis mean? Air pace. What's shah chamishis? The fifth hour. Right, because in other words, midaraisa chametz is only also after by chatzos. But rabbanon lemachtim the iser hanah an hour and the iser achilah 2 hours. Right, in other words. So once the Yisr Hanah sets in, you can't sell it anymore. So you have to sell it before the Shal Chamishus. And the Mokhla Nokri. So again, he talks about the case of Boim Besvina. Not Lob Matana. The Chodz of Alokhla Menachar Pesach. Vachar is then Lob Matana Gmur. So the Rambam really doesn't add anything to our... He just sends over the Tosefta, right? Doesn't really change anything, add anything. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes this din. Right, yeah, in other words, you're at the buzzer. You're stuck. But you're doing this, right, you have no other way. Right, that's a good point. In other words, maybe till now you're trying to somehow get rid of it.
Well, Stephen, why could we throw it?
We could throw it around 10 hours ago. You're just saying that, you know, you gotta make sure, isn't it? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tav Mem Ches, page 3. Imachon Noshna Lo La'akum Shemichutz Labayis Konam HaPesach. So the Shulchan Aruch adds something that you give it to an Akum, what? Outside of your house. Avo Pisha Yisrael Makiru La'akum V'yodeh Shal Yigo Bokpal Al Yishmeren Lo Ara Achar Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch now, for the first time, really we should look at the Shulchan Aruch now, whole, okay? Hold with the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Machtis HaShekel on page 5. In the bottom. Says the Machtis HaShekel, the Libi Omerli, my heart tells me, "Davki biyomim hakadmonim, sheyadover zeh bebechiras chametz v'goy derech mikra." Whereas it wasn't something that it was planned from before. It happened to be that he was stuck. It was derech mikra. Sheyad mechira b'leiv bein etzel Yisrael mocha bein etzel agoy akona. Everyone did it b'leiv sholim. But He says that he Libi Omerli that it's only if it happened derech mikra. But if it didn't happen derech mikra, that was you plan it from before and you don't really have leiv shalim, then maybe it shouldn't work. Now the clearest rishon that articulates this is the Ritva. The Ritva. Take a look at the Ritva on page 6. Right, you can either sell it or give it as a present. Shirasha Loma Lagoi Achata Lokeh the Mea Kakum Masai Shemitra the Kakum Khadahapet. Okay. Uvilvad Shalo Yari. That's the first word line of Uvilvad. What does Uvilvad Shalo Yari? What does Harama mean? You're trying to play a trick. In other words, you're just doing it not because you really want to sell it. You're doing it, you know, just to circumvent the halacha. Aval in Harim, but in other words, if you're regular to do this every year, in other words, clearly you're not just doing it because you want to, all of a sudden you want to sell your yodels. Why do you want to sell your yodels? Do you like yodels? Why do you want to sell your yodels? Yodels are good. Do you want to sell yodels? I want to sell yodels. I want to eat yodels. I want to sell yodels. All of a sudden, Erev Pesach, you feel like you want to sell yodels? Why don't you like yodels? So clearly only doing it for the halacha. You're not doing it because you really want to sell it. Avon Herim, who Ragi Lassos came to Cholashonim, Limkor Lugoi Kodama Pesach, Lita Lachar Pesach, Kansinan Leg. So if you do this on a regular basis, we make a knas to Osher Lo Ulachol Yisrael Lachar Pesach. He says, She'asu'u Ki'ilu Huchamit Shel Yisrael. Because we make a knas, and we say that this chametz, if you happen to have it on the boat and you were stuck, mele. But if it wasn't, if it's predetermined, right, to do it every year, so obviously it wasn't the case that you were stuck on the boat, so then, chametz make a knas on you, and we view it as if it's the chametz shel Yisrael that's in the reshus of a goy. Which is awesome. To also lachar pesa. Babazella pikodin is kabin. Well, you know, when you sell something, you sell it. Here, you don't really want to sell it. You just want to have it as a pikodin. You want it, it to be in his, the going to present you. But I can give a pikodin. I can go the way. So I'm afraid I'm going to steal my own. My own is going to the way. So that's a pikodin. So pikodin. I'm old violent while you're up, because I didn't give him my dark. So the same thing over here. He says, this is not a real matter, it's a pikodim. So since it was, even though you went through the kinyanim, but since you had kavana laharim, so kansina lay. Right, so according to this ritva, we make a knas.
The chazal, we'll see. Right, even though you didn't make a thing, but if you did it in the shame harama, we won't play it. So chazal say, we make a penalty on you, and we deal with it. Because that's really what you want. We really have the money as a big one. We'll see in a second.
But that's what I mean.
No, he doesn't. Even if he doesn't say it, but if he does it every year, then we're.
So it's not like that. So he doesn't have to say it. So you want to understand.
Right, you want to understand that that's what's going to happen.
But the
Jew was mocked here.
No,
I mean,
going. That was not the
Jew's
I was.
Well, why is the
going
mocked
here? The going is not mocked
here. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, you
know.
Right, so therefore what he's saying?
He's saying that either way. I think I would say this.
So as he said, since the wasn't Lorotzon of the Chachamim to do this, in other words, the case of the Tosefta was where it was, you were stuck, so you were innocent, right? You were stuck, but here, you weren't stuck, you could have gotten rid of it before, you just want to do it to circumvent the whole halacha of getting rid of Chametz on Pesach, so the Chachamim make a knas on you to say that we view it as if the sale is not a good sale, even though you did the sale.
Right,
that's
the goy.
It's good,
but
the
sale is good.
No,
you're
saying...
The goy
bought it.
The goy bought it.
Right, but when you were making a knas, that means that we're saying that since you didn't follow what the Ratzon HaTorah is, so we're going to penalize you and view the sale as if it didn't happen. So if it didn't happen, what is it? Right. Midrabon. That's it. Yeah. Problem what? Yeah, so Matana Gimur is Matana Gimur, but he's saying that since the Rishon is saying is the only heter of the Tosefta is if it's a one-time thing. If it's a one-time thing, then you can do it. But if it's not a one-time thing, then we make this class. So therefore what? What does that mean? Why? Matana to who? I don't know. Where did that come from? I don't know. You have to show me. Yeah. The guy, so he eats it, no? No, there was no deal that you have to buy it back. There's no deal that... That's what the Tosefta says.
In your mind, you want that was it.
Yeah, so in other words, if you're doing it every year, you're showing that it's a harama.
Yeah, but still, you can just eat it.
So let him eat it. Oh, let's see. One second. Take a look in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Tzai, page 7. Said you shall me. Hivkir Chemso Begimel Asar. The Hivkir, and Yerushalmi, the Beis and the Pei are interchangeable. So Hivkir means Hivkir. He was Mavkir his Chametz B'Shloshasar. On the 13th of Nisan, he was Mavkir his Chametz. So you would say, if he's Mavkir his Chametz on the 13th of Nisan, so that's great. Right? He already renounced ownership on the 13th of Nisan. Early bird. He did it even before Erev Pesach. So what's the problem? From Yochanan Omar Osir. Rabbi Yochanan says that Chametz is Osir. Meaning after Pesach, it's Chametz Shavar of a Pesach. And Shimon Lakish Omar Mutre. Shimon Lakish says Mutre. So what's the machlokas here? I understand Reish Lakish, you're makir, so it's not yours. So what's the problem? So look by the arrow. El Rav Yochanan chasher shlaharama, Reish Lakish lo chasher shlaharama. Rav Yochanan was chasher shlaharama. What does that mean? What does that mean, Rabbi Yosef? Meaning what?
It's not something that's just like, you know, for Pesach, you've got to get rid of it. Now it's not able to get rid of it, so
he's chosen that you're not doing it, you're only doing it what? Right, so therefore, so it's haram and therefore it's no good. So the Ritva quotes this Yerushalmi, that if you make your chametz chorem pesach b'choshesh la'harama. And right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says we're not choshesh. Rabbi Yochanan says we are choshesh for Rama. The choshesh that you didn't. And therefore it's no good. So the Ritva says, so when you sell your chametz, lechora it's the same harama. It's the same harama that we're choshesh for. And therefore, if it's no good over here, it should be no good by the mechira. Yeah. Harama means a trickery. When you're trying to do something to undermine what the halacha really wants of you. That's what harama means. In other words, the halacha really wants you to get rid of your chametz. So we're saying maybe you're only doing it. Why aren't you burning it? Why are you just being mafkir it? Because Rechosher said right after Pesach you want to take it back because you probably didn't really want to be mafkir it. So you probably hefkir really isn't really good, because if you really wanted to get rid of it, you would have gotten rid of it. So by the fact that you're only being mafkir it, so Rechosher shel harama, and therefore we say the hefkir is no good. Oh, we'll get to it. You're three steps ahead. Yeah, right. In other words, if you put your food, like I put all the shalach manos outside there, for some of it, you know, so that is hefker b'lei shalom, because except for maybe the yodels, because that's going to be, if people don't take it today or tomorrow, the guards are going to just, the maintenance is just going to clean it away. So there it's clear that it was hefker b'lei shalom. But in a situation where it's, right? That's different. Yeah, okay, one second. So look in the Nimuke Yosef on page 8. Tanya b'tosefta, Yisrael v'goy shayubayim b'svina. Hayachamitz b'yad Yisrael, Hayez emochel el goy onos v'lo b'matano. Uvavad shalo yarem. Or something happened. It's not a premeditated thing to do every year. Then Mutav Yisrael Lachzav Likach Mimen Lachar Pesach. They came in the Kanye Goy Havalei Beshusi. Came in Chamech Shalachim Shavalei Pesach Mutav Bahano. But and he writes in the footnote 28 Chiddush Opsum. This is what the Ritva said also, that the din of Tosefta is only if it happened that way. If it happened that way, then but he says ain't das rova posek. Obviously, any posek that says you can do mechiras chametz is not paskening like this Ritva or this Rav Amram go.
Right, in other words,
it's a one-time thing. One-time thing we allow. We're not worried that you... But why don't we say even the one-time thing, the Hashim al-Harama? So if you're doing it every year, obviously you're not doing it. Yeah, but if you're doing it one time also, you can say that.
And then what would they think? So why all of a sudden you suddenly coming out?
No, if you're doing it every year.
Okay, so
what do you want to say?
He doesn't grow a boat.
What are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to say the boat case is parallel to Aaron?
I want
to
clarify the boat case.
Clarify the boat case.
The guy on the boat, yeah, one time
thing. Yeah.
He didn't want to throw it overboard. He sells it to the
guy instead. Right.
So, if you look at it two ways, he didn't think of selling throwing it overboard, or really wanted to buy it back.
Hmm.
Or like, he passes it, he planned on buying it back.
Right.
So I think it's going to be destroyed.
Right.
Okay, so probably sharp about that. So this is a one-time Arama case. But this we don't have a problem with. Why? Because it doesn't look like Arama, it's only one kind of thing. So what's the problem? Looking like Arama or actual Arama?
In other words, it's haram here also, you say.
So, yeah, right, so I don't understand.
So, in other words, we're not going to... No. In other words, we don't want you to take advantage of the system.
But what other cases
does the system
talk about?
No, the system is talking about a one-time thing.
Right.
But if you only do it one time, we're not going to make the knas.
So the problem is haram. What?
It's haram one time, too.
Right, but why does that mean?
Because if you're saying that that it's a knas midrabanan, so then we're only going to penalize you. We're being nice. Yeah, Kevin?
Maybe it's the same because it's like very open. He's stuck. He's on the boat and he's putting up a face up. So even if it's like a rumble, like even if someone like 10 times in their life gets stuck and they just don't have the time, like maybe then it's allowed.
Right, you know what Kevin is saying, maybe in a Hanami, if a person would be stuck. Right, he wouldn't have bread after Pesach, he wouldn't afford it, then he's stuck, so we would let you do it. But to do it, you know, with Kavana every single year like that, that's not right. And the Bahad also. The Bahad is on the next page, on page 9. Also quotes the Tosefta. Yisrael v'goyshe yiboyin b'skina. V'yachamit v'yad Yisrael. V'yizemokhu anokhu yanokhu lo b'vatana. V'chodzev lokech menu achar pesach. V'vavad shalo yarem. Provided that you don't do harama. Now, what does that mean? But isn't that a harama by definition? What do you mean? How do you understand this Bahav on page 9? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you do it every year,
is that the trend? It's not called harama. If it's one time thing, it's not even called a harama. Whereas it's still harama, it's just we're not going to count on you. You have a chametz sale, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know,
you want to see it, 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 because there was no preconceived notions. But the goy thought he was blowing it lullaby, and the Jew was just checking if the Pesach. Hey, let me find out what the story was.
That means I'm really on time of the
book. Right. Or if you're going to do it every year.
Really, what's the meaning that you feel right with the idea that you can't pay that and the way you're coming is that you can find it?
Right.
Yeah, we get this Bahad is coming to teach us after we sold it, if you're allowed to go back. As long as you sold it in the first place without having money or paying back, now you're allowed to go back.
I mean, if you didn't have that in mind.
Yeah, so this is like a kind of little prayer that you can just do.
Okay, similar to what Jacob was saying, that there was no preconceived notion.
Well, the other part of the preconceived notion in your head, you might have absorbed it and say,
oh, I wish he doesn't use it.
You can absolutely can. You don't have to be you're selling it on the counter of buying bread. There are only you try to keep it around like yourself. So,
so the Beis Yosef wants to say a pshat. You tell me if you like this pshat in the Bahad on page 10, going over to page 11. The Beis Yosef says, "Rabbeinu Yerucham, the same hail, Kosov al Tosef to Zub Shem Bahad, uvavad shelo yarim." In other words, Rabbeinu Yerucham just quotes the Bahad that says, I looked up the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he doesn't say anything more. He just quotes the Bahad, Uvatel Oyarim. The 80 Maven Dvarim. He says, I don't understand. Tashari Litlo Lugoy Bimatan of Lachzor Luluk Locho Lachar Pesach, Ein Lachar Ram Gdolo Mizu. Feel Hakishari, Machacham Shivishu Gamri. Besher the shalo yarim dekamar hayaloma shalo yimkor lo v'lo yitim lo al atnai. So he says lo yarim means that you shouldn't make a condition. As long as you didn't make a condition, that's okay. Which is like Rabbi Berg said, it's not the pasuk shot in the Bahan. Because he's saying, as long as you don't make an explicit stipulation, then it's okay. But the pasuk shot lo yarim doesn't mean that you. In other words, it's a problem even if you don't make an explicit stipulation, if that's what your kavana is, or is noticeable what your kavana is. Yeah. By definition, right. In other words, so if you say pshat and the bahad is like the Beis Yosef, that everything is good as long as you don't stipulate that you're going to buy it back, even though everyone knows, you know, you knew what happened last Pesach and the Pesach before, and 10 Pesachs before that, and 20 Pesachs before that. That's the pasuk shot, like what you said, Jacob, right? That, in other words, you're doing it without any trickery. And then, later on, you want to see if it's still around, you can see it around. But the Beis Yosef is saying, no, you can do it with all the trickery you want, as long as you don't stipulate it. So, you can... No, that you mean is whether you're allowed to do it in the situation where you both know that after Pesach you're going to just come. Right. In other words, what if you
think that it's in the future of false statements? Why does it all go around? Isn't that
Right. But if you're using the same gloves in the past 20 years, so then according to the Beis Yosef, that would still be good. According to your saying, it wouldn't be good. Now, there is a truma. Now, take a look in the Sefer Shem Olam on page 12. So basically, Rabosai, we have three sources, or maybe even four sources, that limit the Tosefta.
We had the Matzah Shekel, the Omerli, the Zoli, right? Shasaka. We had the Ritual. We had the Rabbanon Gol, who quoted in the Yuan. Rabbanon Gol quoted in the Nimuki Yosef. And now we have what? The Bahad, depending upon which chart the Bahad is the Pasuk chart.
And the Sefer Shem Olam on page 12, he also says the same thing. So he says, he's bothered by this question, why didn't he just throw it over? Why did he just throw it over? So he says, no, John, it's not that he has a little sandwich in the boat.
This is, he has like three frozen of wheat. This is a tyrosa. So it's not that he has to be stuck in the boat. It's not that the flesh of a little sandwich. We call it a little box of yolk. But we're talking about his video.
He says probably the case was that was going to be a severely infringed on his pranos.
So then with the big shot of that bird will be permitted. But if it's not a shot that kind of bottle, to just go ahead and just sell comments like that, he feels is not in the purview of the Keter of the Tosefta.
Now, the Trumas Hadeshin, on page 13, also discusses this. The Trumas Hadashim says, "Chel Habgimu, Kufka, Mi Tiyesh Biyodo in Yane Chamek Somach LePesach." The Kasha Alav Levara. The Rotsa Lisita Lanochri Chutz Labayis B'Matana Gemura. But if the person has chametz and it's hard for him to get rid of it, and he wants to give it to the nachri outside of his house with matana gemura, both the nachri and Yisrael makiro, he knows the guy, and he knows the guy is not going to touch it. And he knows the guy is going to just keep it for him till after Pesach. So is he allowed to do it or not? Now the only difference between his case and our case is he's saying that the chametz is removed from your house. Also, the kitzim lenochri chutz lebayis for makana gemur. Right? But besides that, it's all the same in regular case. So you want to sell it to the nochri, and you know the nochri, and you know the nochri knows what you want to do, and you know the nochri is not going to do anything. Could you still do it? What do you say, Rishrafta? You mean why? Why is it so hard?
Well, I'm saying your mind is very easy.
Yeah, so what's so how do you say trust? What's the case we're dealing with? Yeah, no, Ben? Because you have a hepsit. Maybe it's a kasha financially.
Yeah.
Not kasha to make the fire.
If it was just to make the fire, then you wouldn't
take it. Right. So true vayira, the shari, rasha yidnum lo b'matanu b'mura b'lishim t'nai. So the true masadeshin writes, the feirish, that this is okay. As long as you don't make a t'nai, then the mechir is okay. Yeah. What do you say, Rebbe? Like the Beis Yosef. Right, like the Beis Yosef. And so as long as you made a Kenyan Gomer, and you didn't stipulate that he was going to buy it back, then you could do so. Now, let me ask you a question. Is the Truma Sedeshin talking about on a regular basis, or just a one-time thing? What? Whenever it's kosher, you can do it. I mean, you can say it's kosher 20 years in a row. It's common, no? And this Trumas Hadeshin is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, take a look at Shulchan Aruch. On page 3, he writes to the Feirish, the Mechaber, in Machro on the son of La'achum, Shemichut, Labayis Kodom HaPesach, Apple Pisha Yisrael Makiru La'achum V'yodesh Lo Yidu V'klau, El Yishmarenu Lo Adach HaPesach, V'yachasu V'yidan Lo M'vuta, V'ad Shalo Yitnenu Lo Matana Gemura, L'ishum Tanai. Lachi then will become groom, we shall try, or she fell over through Gomorrah to govern more. About Matana, Manasla Hatsi, or Lomahani. So as long as you give him Matana Gomorrah, then it's okay. Basically, he's just quoting the Truma Sadesh. Yeah.
And
it's
his Svina.
Doesn't say anything
about that.
Well, the Truma Sadesh is talking about Svina?
No, I'm saying that's the case. Truma Sadesh brings up the Shadow of Kansha. That's another
down and stop and go and do it. And feeling like you're going to crush all up, do it. I keep saying, I think it happened.
So what? Say what you think.
Dabbing back then doesn't need to be crushed at all. I mean, I was going to say that when we read the show from before, he wasn't that extreme of like a llama.
Yeah.
He just drops it. And he doesn't say.
Yeah, so what are you trying to say?
I'm saying in any case, Kashalah,
what, the Shulma Sadeshi?
No.
So in the Chaber,
Yeah.
But you can always sell Chamas.
Right.
So the Minhag Olam is to rely on the Trumas Hadeshin, because the Trumas Hadeshin Lachara is against the Ritva and the Rambamram Gaon. Because the Ritva and the Rambamram Gaon that say what they said, and perhaps the Pasuk Shas Shahad, like they said, Lachara would not say what they don't say, would be against that Ritva. But the Trumas Hadeshin and the Pasuk quotes would be more in our Ritva. I'm just wondering. Well, we don't make stipulations, right? We know, God knows that it's been doing this for 20 years, so we know all of that. So, if there's a to stop it, you write it in the shot,
what about Chutz L'Bayis?
Lachara, our chametz is not chutz l'bayis. Yeah, and what's the idea of And the Magen Avraham on page 3 says, like chutz l'bayis, Magen Avraham says, look at the Magen Avraham on top of the page. Chutz l'bayis perish gam achonis yotzi chutz l'bayis. In the shav eventually, he had near to mekabel b'mikod l'chem tzol shalachu. Avon b'din the shav came to chayv l'achrayis. But he says that chutz l'bayis really is that you have to have the chametz chutz l'bayis also. Not only that the goy lives chutz l'bayis, but the chametz is chutz l'bayis. Because if it's going to stay in your house, it looks like the guy is giving it to you as a pikadah. So he says, Medina Shari came in the Yisrael Chayiv Bachrayis. Since the Yisrael is not Chayiv Bachrayis, he doesn't take any obligations. So if something happens to the Chametz, the Yisrael doesn't have to pay back. So maybe Mikra did it with the Mudra even if it's in the bias. He sells the cheder also, so it's not considered the shus Yisrael. And then you have to make a proper kinyan to buy the cheder, and that's what's going to be done if you sell the chametz. It's the guy's chametz. So, well, the guy is not going to pay all the guy doesn't pay all the money for it. No, it's his. He gives the pruta for the $1,000 of chametz. Intended to pay the rest later on, if you will, which never comes to fruition. No, but to who? Who do you have to pay for? If somebody, if your chametz burns down, then you lost chametz. You don't have to pay anybody.
He still owes $1,000.
He owes $1,000.
He's going to give back the chametz, but not pay the car.
No, but he made a kinyan, so it's his now.
But he said it shouldn't happen to my
because if you keep it in your house, it looks like it's that it belongs to the guy, but it's it looks like it's a pikadon from the guy,
right?
Which would be also.
Awesome.
He said the Migradin
what?
The it's okay, but it just looks like a pikadon because Migradin you made a kenyan, so you make a kenyan, it's his, even though it's in your house. So if you want, you makna him the room. Yeah. No, it's all the same. But here he doesn't make a stipulation. It's understood. The question is, when you do something that's so understood, so don't you say that Dvarim should believe or believe Kolodim, because if you articulate it. But in the case of the Truma Sadeshin, right. So Lachar, according to the Ritva and the Rav Amram Gaon and the way you learn Bahad wouldn't be great. It's no good. Right, it's no good. But according to what? The question is, what about according to the Truma Sadeshin? Yeah, but how is it different than the Truma Sadeshin's case? So what's the case of the Truma Sadeshin? Let's see. In other words, are you saying, maybe, that the Truma Sadeshin's case is a one-time thing also? In other words, what page is the Truma Sadeshin? Page 13. So it could be the Truma Sadeshin is also talking about a one-time thing, right? There's no indication necessarily in the Truma Sadeshin that he's permitting this on an ongoing basis. The mice is like this. We still have a lot to go. I don't know if we'll finish today, we'll finish tomorrow, whatever. It's the mice, in other words, the Chiyus Chametz is not such a posher thing, you should realize. It's not such a posher thing. So, certainly, if your parents are doing it, you certainly shouldn't give them a hard time because, you know, there's what to rely on. But the question is, once you start your own homes, so you may want to take this into account that it's not so kashrut that the whole concept of mechiras chametz. Yeah. No, people do their own mechiras if they want. The best thing, look, how much do you have in the dorm? I mean, so just get rid of the box of Cheerios or whatever you have, you know? Is it such a hardship? It's not going to take away your financial stability. You know, just take the box of yolas and throw it away. Yeah. So. Yeah, so that's
the
Truma Sadeshim.
The Truma Sadeshim says Kasha. A lot of our communities, it's not Kasha.
Right. Okay. So, you know, the question is, would the Truma Sadeshim just say that as a reason? But the Truma Sadeshim didn't say that if it's not Kasha Lavi, you still do it.
But he's saying Kasha Lavi. He's not got him saying Kasha Lavi. It's not even about the
right, but in other words, the question is he just saying it's lahalach that has to be kosher law? He's just describing that was what happened. It could be, you're right. It could be the only time he would say it. In other words, maybe the Truma Sadeshim would agree to the ritva that there's some type of knas if you're really taking advantage of the situation.
I mean, according to the Smina, it's a kosher law.
Is what?
It's in kosher.
It's kosher law because. Well, and he can't throw it off.
Either he can't throw it off because he's on such a long road trip that that's his food.
So let's okay. Okay, Ramota, let's continue. There's more I want to say here. So that Ramota, so that's what I would tell you, that in other words, something that you know, you should realize that Mechius Chametz isn't a pashut thing. It's not pashut. And again, the Minhag Yisrael is to rely on it, so you shouldn't tell your parents not to sell the chametz. But your own, if you have your own homes, so it's not so simple to, you know, if you can get rid of your chametz, so it's definitely, something that you should try to do, because it seems that a lot of shittas, Rishonim and Poskim and the Pashup Shat, is that that the whole Makira is a haroma. And either we make a gzera of the haroma if you do it bikvias, or we assume that since you're doing a bikvias, it's ki'ilu hisna.
What?
Yeah, the Rav was very against. We're going to get this in the packet also. The Rav was very against Mechir's comments. Well, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Truma Sadeshim. Right, so it could be the Pashup Shad in the. Unless you say, like Jake said, that if you do it every year, so it's just Ki'ilu Hisna. But you're right. The Shulchan Aruch maybe would subscribe to it. Maybe. Now, there is a din. Take a look here. There's a din in the Chumash Kosai, page 17. In a certain community, I was told that, you know, they don't like being, you know, certain rabbanim make a mechiras chametz to supermarkets. That was Rav Moshe's big kula, which l'chora is a very big power. You know, in other words, you have a supermarket that's open for Pesach, and they do a mechiras chametz, and they're selling the chametz that they sold. So Rav Moshe thought that Mikra Din, it's a good sale, it just gets money. Just they're selling, if you sell something and then sell something that's not yours. But it's hard to believe that Pashup Shat, you would say that the fact that it's open on Pesach shows, and they're selling it, shows that the whole Mikra is not balanced. So in this community, what people do is they buy before Pesach, they stock up on chametz. So this way, they don't have to rely on the Mechira, which is so crazy, because that's the opposite of what the Torah wants. Right? The Torah doesn't want you to...
What they do is, they don't
want to
rely on the Mechira coming to the store to do it. Right? So they buy and sell. Right. So before Pesach, they stack up the funds.
Right,
their prime would be there better than these couple of kids. So if you have, if it shows one, it's true, but it's not canceled, you know, like, do what the Torah wants you to do. In order to get rid of your comments, you can fix them. And here people are now buying comments. Yeah, you know, it's a typical example of like the letter of the law without the spirit of the law that I've been talking earlier today. That's like a typical example. Like the spirit of the law, how do we get rid of comics? Not to suck up on comics.
Yeah. Oh. Now, we know there's a halakha. Page 16, the pasuk in Parshas Vekukotai. I didn't put a bracket here. It's the pasuk Yud Gimel. Dingol Yigalen of Yosef Hamishisho al Erkecha. Says Rashi, pasuk Yud Gimel. Bebailim hechem erkosim lohosif chomesh. Because if a person is makdish something, say you makdish your chair to the Beit HaMikdash. So that means you makdish your chair to the Beit HaMikdash.
So, the Beit HaMikdash people will come and make the chair. You makdish it to the Beit HaMikdash. Then you want to decide that no, you want to keep the chair for yourself. So you can be holding it. Okay? So, in other words, instead of leaving the chair for the Beit HaMikdash, you give the money. But the halakha is, if you've been holding your own, if you're redeeming your own chair, your own thing that you were mafkish, so it's not enough for them to give the value, you have to give the value plus a thing. You have to go to the college. Whenever you hold that, your own thing, so it's your own maaser, or your own dish, so not only do you have to, if you want to be holding it, you want to redeem it and just give the money and not the chair or the produce, so what you do is, you, give it plus a fifth more. So that's what the pasuk says. In Gol Yigalena V'yasof Chamishisho Al Erkecha. So you give the amount plus a fifth more. Okay, but if you're being told that somebody else's, it's not yours, then you don't have to give a fifth more. You only do it if it's your own. So the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah on page 18, the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah says, Marimin al Maaser Sheni, that a person can make haram on Maaser Sheni. What do you do? In other words, you want to get out of the obligation of paying the fifth more. Well, you just want to be poded in its value, but not a value plus the fifth. So the Mishnah says, "Marie min al ma'isa sheini ketzer." Omer adam levno levito hagdolim. Say you have children already that are gedolim. Gedolim means that they're not supported by their parents anymore. It's not a question of bar mitzvah versus gedolim means that they're not financially being supported. So a person says to b'no gedolim l'avdol shechoso. But what you do is, so what would people do to do harama? So if it's your own, then you have to go to the college. So you give money to your married kids and say, if you please hold their my mice. This way they don't have to pay, okay, so then they'll just give you back the money again. You give them the dollar. And then they'll be coded and they save the chomesh. So the Mishnah says you can do harama. Marimu ma'isa sheni. King said, "Omer olav lo, heilach on los haleilu, b'deimach ma'isa sheni zeh." So you can't say nobody will have talim because that's kiilu you put it from your right pocket to your left pocket. But the kids that are already financially on their own. So the question is, how does this harama, you know, jive with the mitzvah here that you can do this? So how does this relate to what we were discussing earlier? You know, against harama, pro harama, how does that?
Machias comes, how does that fly in terms of this mission? Because this mission seemingly says that it's permissible. Yeah. But you're cheating them out on the fifth. But if the Torah is saying there's an obligation to pay a fifth, so why don't we say that you're circumventing the Ratzon HaTorah, just like, right? Okay? What happens is different than the whole public. So what does the original say? The original says that the world will be similar to the very public. Look at the most similar to the one-time thing. Who says that maybe in economy, maybe in a one-time thing, if you needed, if you were short on money, they were permitted. But who said you could do this on a regular basis? Sarah Kakon. One of the reasons, we'll open up the forum, one of the reasons. First, you say we only ask why, we don't ask why. That would be the simple answer, no? And then we can just go home now. There's nothing to discuss. That would be the simple answer. Maybe Mariman doesn't mean on a regular basis. But I don't know, it doesn't say that. Maybe. There is a Yerushalmi. Take a look, in the, first of all, on page 21. Pesukim in Re'ei about Meister. Aser ka'aser as kulol tula zarecha yote asod shono shono. So it says, the halacha is that Meister Sheini you have to bring to Yerushalayim, and if it's too much, right, bring so much Meister Sheini to Yerushalayim, right, you won't be able to carry it. So what do? You pod it. Right? And you bring the money. Money is not so hard to bring, money. Right? So the Pasuk says, Chabdal, but if you live far of Yerushalayim, you can't carry so much Yerushalayim. Then you give the money. So the Pasuk says, so the Yerushalmi on page 20 says, I don't think this is like a snazzy chat. He's saying that since by Meister Sheini it says Yivarechecha, so it means that you're going to come out rich from this. You're not going to. So that indicates that one, you know, could do haramba to save money. Yeah. I mean, that's the Yerushalmi's plan, why we permit haramah by Meister Sheini to give the money to your married kid to let it happen. Then there's another famous Gemara. But Lachari, even without the Yerushalmi, perhaps you could say what? That it was a one-time thing. Now, there is a Gemara in Brachas. There's a famous Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph on page 22, where the Gemara says, "Rava Omar, Ki Ada Rav Oshai, Omar Rav Oshai, Marim Adam Al Tuvasu Machnisa B'Mot Shala, V'Shvei Behemto Achelus Ubtur Min Amaisa." Whereas the halacha is that Trumas and Maisus is only Chayim once you process the Tuva. It means you take the Mot is the chaff, the bad stuff. You take it out when it's still in the field. And so when you do the Zorah and Boreh, right, what we were talking about, you do the Zorah and the Boreh, and then you bring it in the house. But if you brought it in the house when it still had the motz on it, when it still had the chaff on it, then you're not chayiv in Trumas and Maisus. So people used to do that, a harama. People used to do that, a harama, to get out of the chiyuv of trumas and maisos. Because, again, the only time you chayiv in trumas and maisos midaraisa is if you finish processing it in the field, and then you bring it in through the front door. Another trick used to be that they used to bring it through the back door. So, but here, this trick was that, in other words, don't process it in the field, because the halacha is you need it to, in that order. First it's processed in the field, and you take off the chaff, and then you bring it into the front door. But you can't do it in the reverse. So if you do it in the reverse, you bring it in when the chaff is still on, so then you brought it in before you took off the chaff, and it's not going to be chayav in a Torah in Shrubas and Mises. So people used to do that as a harama. People used to do that as a harama. So again, how is that mutter? Yeah? You're saying it's portrayed in a bad light, maybe. Maybe in other words, we're saying, but what, right, it's a loophole. In other words, so you're saying that maybe in a chanami, but the question is, does it works? But maybe the ritual will say in a chanami if you do it in a regular. I don't know. Like, the bottom line is, it works. It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. You're saying. And it could be the ritual would say that maybe in certain cases there's harama and you can get away with it and there was no knas. But the chametz, you see from Yerushalmi that there could be even a knas. Maybe. Oh. Now, there's another case that the Bechor Shor speaks about. We're not going to finish the whole packet today. We'll finish tomorrow, and we'll have a shiur on Bittul Chametz also tomorrow. But and that is another type of harama. The people who own animals, what they would do is they would sell their animals and have the goyim feed them chametz on Pesach. But instead of selling chametz, sell chametz to guys one issue. But then they had animals, and the animals used to eat chametz for food. And they wanted to, that, so you're not allowed to feed your animals on chametz, that's getting hanah from chametz. So what people used to do, a harama, they would make a kinyan to have the goyim own the animals. And then the goyim would feed the animals chametz on Pesach. Is that better or is that worse? Is that better? Is that a more cool a different thing or more chumrah thing
to do that type of harama?
In other words, the guy has his chametz. All you're doing is you're locking there the behemoths to the guy. Tomorrow we'll start with this topic, okay? Because wait, Slovan has something to say. So Moreno Slovan. Okay. Okay, so we're going to see. So, okay, let's start with this tomorrow. I'm going to say this evening.